Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you to the first ever episode of the Chi-Town Hockey Podcast that I will be doing down in Panama City Beach, Florida. Yes, that is correct. I am currently down in Panama City Beach, Florida today after arriving here just about half an hour ago from my home city. I will be down here for a work trip for about 2 months, but other than that, nothing will change on the podcast. It'll continue to be Tuesdays and Fridays, 6 a.m. Eastern Time and 5 a.m. Central Time. So nothing will really change. I got all my equipment down here and everything. But like I said, I just drove down today. I've been really busy packing because I am staying down for 2 months. So I don't exactly have any show notes prepared for you guys, but I'm gonna try to keep this as normal as possible. But I mean, like I said, no show notes, so obviously this might not go as smooth. But I'm still gonna try and provide you guys with some info on the Blackhawks, on the NHL. Try and keep it as normal as possible for this episode. Like I said, I'm down here on a work trip, so. I'll be working a lot, but I'll try to keep my show notes and everything and get that all set up and keep those going to make sure the shows keep running smoothly as possible. Don't really have a lot of news to talk about, so this episode might be a little bit shorter than some of the other ones typically. I'm going to try and get it to at least 20 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and discuss a little bit about some of the statements players have released. I'm going to go ahead and discuss the NHL's new proposed playoff bracket that has just been released today that they have confirmed. A couple of tweaks have been added to the playoff bracket. And I'm also going to talk about Dominik Kubalík a little bit and his Calder Trophy race for Rookie of the Year. But first, before I go ahead and get into that, I want to make sure you know how to get in touch with the podcast or ask any listener questions. So the Twitter account is going to be at ChiTownPod. The Instagram account is going to be ChiTownHockey.pod. And the Gmail account is ChiTownHockeyPod@gmail.com. You can also reach out to me on Twitter. My personal Twitter account is at JakeGolden777. And you can visit my Blackhawks-related Instagram page at Blackhawks.zone if you would like to message me there or just check that out. So I am going to now go ahead and get into this podcast a little bit. So the NHL today has cleared up a little bit of questioning with the playoff bracket. It turns out that the NHL is going to reseed each team after every round, so it will always be the worst seed against the best seed and so on, which does mean if the Blackhawks do beat the Edmonton Oilers, we will end up playing whoever is the number one seed, which at the moment is not the St. Louis Blues, because those teams are going to play a round robin playoff matchup for the top seed. So it could very well be the Dallas Stars, it could very well be the Vegas Golden Knights, it could very well be the Colorado Avalanche. So the St. Louis Blues, it's not exactly confirmed that we will be playing the St. Louis Blues, because it's not just that top seed isn't just going to be given to them like it has been in years past. Well, not that it's been given to them, but it's not like they're finishing the season with the top seed and just keeping that top seed. They're going to have to work for the top seed in these next couple of games coming up here for round robin playoff matchups. So yes, Blackhawks, if we do advance, we will play the top seed in the first official round. And the qualifying round, the NHL did say today, per Elliot Friedman, that the qualifying round will indeed be a best of five series, but the typical Stanley Cup playoffs after the qualifying round, it will lead to the typical 16-team playoff format that is used year to year, which does mean that the qualifying round is going to continue to be that best of five series, and we will see the typical 16-team four round playoff bracket-ish kind of thing. It will be that best of seven series for the first, second, conference final, and Stanley Cup final rounds. Only thing that's different is going to be that qualifying round at a best of five series. So the 16-team playoff format is going to be the same in terms of series length. However, it's not going to be the same in terms of that bracket kind of thing, because they will reseed after every single round, meaning that the bottom team in the Hawks, because we are the 12th seed this year in the East, in the Western Conference, we will always end up playing that top seed that wins it in the round robin game. So the Blackhawks don't really have kind of maybe an advantage, you can call it. So anyway, let's see, what should I get into next? Like I said, guys, really sorry about this. I don't have any of my show notes prepared here. But now I want to go ahead and get into some of the statements that some of the players have been releasing the past couple days. I want to do the more notable players. Don't really want to do any of the, not that they're not good NHL players, but some of the more notable, like, African-American players in the league, or some of the superstar players. First one I want to start out with is Evander Kane. He says, "We need as many people, as many voices, and as many heads put together to help change the way we do things in society, especially in the justice system." Up next, Auston Matthews. "As a Latino American, it is impossible for me to understand and fathom what others endure. My thoughts and prayers go out to all those who have lost loved ones and who have endured pain and suffering due to hateful racist attitudes and beliefs. The world must unite, not divide. We need to stand here together in support of justice and in support of justice, love, and peace for all. We need to change." Anze Kopitar, I'll go ahead and read this one. "I know I'll never understand what it's like to be black in America. What I do know is it is time to be better and do better. It's our responsibility to advocate for justice and equality and condemn racism and prejudice of all forms. We cannot stay silent. We must work towards a better future." Okay, let's see. We have now Sidney Crosby, who I think Sidney Crosby was kind of more pressured into having to make a statement. But the statement he did release after caving into the pressure was, "What happened to George Floyd cannot be ignored. Racism that exists today in all forms is not acceptable. While I am not able to relate to the discrimination that black and minority communities face daily, I will listen and educate myself on how I can make a difference. Together we will find solutions through necessary dialogue and a collective effort." So there you go, that is Sidney Crosby's statement. Let me see, a couple other guys made comments. We have Anders Lee, Tyler Seguin, Matt Dumba, Tom Wilson, Logan Couture, let's see, who else? We have Blake Wheeler, Brayden Holtby, Patrice Bergeron, Jonathan Toews. I don't know if any of you guys have seen the Jonathan Toews statement that he made just the other day. So if you have not seen that yet, I'm going to go ahead and read that to you guys. It says, "A lot of people may claim these riots and acts of destruction are a terrible response. I'll be the first to admit that as a white male, that was also my first reaction. But who am I to tell someone that their pain is not real, especially when it is at a boiling point and impossible to hold in anymore? It's obviously coming from a place of truth. This reaction is not coming out of thin air. I'm not condoning or approving of the looting, are we really going to sit here and say that peaceful protesting is the only answer? There has been plenty of time for that. And if it was the answer, we would have given it our full attention long ago. I can't pretend for a second that I know what it feels like to walk in a black man's shoes. However, seeing the video of George Floyd's death and the violent reaction across the country moved me to tears. It has pushed me to think, how much pain are black people and other minorities really feeling? What have the Native American people dealt with in both Canada and the United States? What is it really like to grow up in their world? Where am I ignorant about the privileges that I may have that others don't? Compassion to me is trying to feel and understand what somebody else is going through. For just a moment, I can try to see the world through their eyes. COVID has been rough, but it has given us the opportunity to be much less preoccupied with our busy lives. We can no longer distract ourselves from the truth of what is going on. My message is not for black people and what they should do going forward. My message is to white people to open our eyes and our hearts. That is the only choice we have. Otherwise, this will continue. Let's choose to fight hate and fear with love and awareness. Ask not what can you do for me, but what can I do for you? Be the one to make the first move. In the end, love conquers all. Jonathan Toews certainly making a very powerful statement there, giving me the chills a little bit, actually. As a Blackhawks fan, this certainly makes me feel good. I know we got good leadership in the room, good leadership in Jonathan Toews outside of hockey, good leadership in a decent man, more than a decent man, in Johnny Toews. Definitely proud to be a Blackhawks fan, definitely proud to have a captain that is willing to stand up to what is going on in the world. Even though other players have made statements, I think Jonathan Toews made the most compelling one, describing everything that needed to be said, and, you know, it really does need to be said, because if we don't say it, who's going to say it? If we all don't chip in, then who is going to chip in? So I think he made a really good statement there. But yeah, there are a lot of things that need to be said about what's going on in the world right now. Racism is not okay. We are all born as human beings. If you chop a white person up and you chop a black person up, what are you going to see inside? You're going to see the same exact things, same exact brain, same exact organs, same exact eyes. There is no difference between a African American and a white man. There is no difference. Outside of skin color, you have no difference at all. Same people, same human beings. We are all the same, no matter what race you are, whether it be white, black. I don't care if you're Hispanic, I don't care if you are Asian, I don't care if you're from Africa. I do not care at all, but racism has gone too far. We are all the same on the inside, and that is a very compelling statement there from Jonathan Toews, finally speaking the truth and speaking something that needs to be said. So definitely a proud moment as a Blackhawks fan to see the captain of our team sticking up for other people and sticking up for the world and sticking up for what is right and saying the things that need to be said. So definitely something that makes you proud, definitely something that shows you that Jonathan Toews is probably one or the best captain in the National Hockey League. So definitely a good job by Jonathan Toews there, showing millions of people on his Instagram page. Let's see, how many followers does Jonathan Toews have? Let's see how many people he was talking to about this. Let's hope, the LT, okay, there we go. Okay, so let's see, he's got 175,000 people. So, yeah, 175,000 people he's showing this to. This Instagram TV video that he posted just the other day, it got 1,264,617 views. Over 200,000 people saw that video and saw Johnny Toews and his message just the other day. So definitely a nice gesture, not even really a gesture, a nice job by Jonathan Toews for making sure that these things in the world get addressed, because racism is not okay. I understand the looting and the rioting is coming from a place of frustration, but it's also being done by a lot of white people, and white people in no way need to loot at all. No need to riot. I understand black people might want to, because the black culture has been mistreated for a very long time, dating back all the way to the 1700s, so I understand if they want to riot, but I just don't think rioting and looting in places that's destroying small businesses and in places that are destroying things that shouldn't be destroyed, I'm not condoning that, but what I'm saying is you can see the anger that is inside these people, that they are being mistreated, and they should not be. They should not be at all. So, I mean, I'm not condoning it, just like Jonathan Toews said. No, I don't think anyone is condoning it. But I think things have to change in the world. They really do. Yeah, so it's a hard topic, but I don't really want to talk about it too much because obviously this is a hockey podcast. So I don't really want to talk about that stuff too much because I know it may be a hard subject for some of you. You all have Twitter, you all have Instagram, you all can get Fox News or whatever you'd like. So yeah, I'll go ahead and move on a little bit. I'm not really going to go ahead and take any breaks in this podcast because this one is going to be a little bit shorter. I'll probably add the sponsored segment at the beginning, so you guys will probably hear that at the beginning. So I do apologize for that. You guys joining the podcast and already having to hear that, but yeah, don't really want to take a break. Just going to kind of trudge through here a little bit because probably going to be a little bit shorter of a podcast. Anyway, moving on. I want to talk about Dominik Kubalik a little bit. I put a little post on my Instagram page, Blackhawk Zone, just the other day with Dominik Kubalik's season statistics. So I want to read those out to you guys right here in 1 second if the service will load. Like I said, I am in Florida right now, so it's being a little weird. But off the top of my head, if it's not going to load, I believe he had 30 goals, 16 assists for 46 points as a rookie winger. So he came in and he played pretty well for the Blackhawks, being he was pretty productive for us, scored some big goals, helped out on the wing with Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews some games. So what I want to talk about is his race for the Calder. I believe that Dominik Kubalik, I think, has a decent chance at the Calder Trophy. But what I think one thing that's setting him back a lot is the fact that he is younger. I think, or not younger, he's older. He is 25 years old, already in kind of the peak performance area for a typical NHL player. You know, it's kind of that 20-something to 29 range, and then you kind of see a drop-off. So he is in his peak, and he is 25 years old, so he's a little older than most rookies that make their debuts in the NHL. So I think that's something that might be setting him back a little bit. I mean, you have Cale Makar, Quinn Hughes. I believe both of them had more points than him this year, but neither of them had more goals. I think Cale Makar came in and dominated as like through typical rookie standards, being young. What is he, 20 years old, I believe. Quinn Hughes, somewhere around there, 19, 20-ish years old. So for those 19, 20-year-old standards, they both came in and dominated. I think for kind of a 25-year-old standards, I think Dominik Kubalik certainly produced. I think he certainly helped the Blackhawks a lot. Like I said, he got 30 goals, 16 assists. So for 46 points in only 68 games played, so producing just under a point a game. It took him a little bit to get rolling offensively, but after he got rolling offensively, actually, he played a pretty solid game. And like I said, he did score those good goals. He scored the dirty goals sometimes. He helped out Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews on the wing, on the left wing. So I think if the voting isn't going to consist of age, I think Dominik Kubalik definitely deserves it because he's obviously playing on a worse team than both Quinn Hughes and Cale Makar, and he's still able to produce. I think if they're going off age, I think if they're going off who's younger, I do believe Cale Makar, Quinn Hughes. Personally, my pick for the Calder is probably Quinn Hughes because he is playing, because Cale Makar, yes, he came in and played good, but he's also playing on a way better team than Quinn Hughes is. The Vancouver Canucks, kind of a bubble team at the moment, looking like they could do some damage, but they got to keep going on that role in the Pacific Division. So I think, obviously, if they're not going off age, the Blackhawks are the worst team out of all those three. So I think Dominik Kubalik came in, produced at a good rate, helped out Patrick Kane, 30 goals, fourth most by any Blackhawks player, tied with Artemi Panarin just the other just a couple of years ago in 2016. So it came in and produced at a high rate. So I think if they're going off age, and I think if they're going off who is younger and came in and produced and made it a definite impact, I think they're certainly going to go with either Cale Makar or Quinn Hughes. But I do think they're going to go ahead and put Dominic Kubalík at that number 3 spot. I think he deserves it. I think he came in, he played at a good rate. He certainly helped the Blackhawks. I think the Blackhawks would have a couple less wins if it wasn't for him. He scored a hat trick in his rookie year, so he definitely played good this year, and I think that he is deserving of a Calder Trophy nomination. I think he deserves that. I don't really think there's anything else I really need to talk about on this podcast. I think there's not too much news. One thing I do want to point out the other day is on First Take on ESPN, what's his face? This Max guy, Max K something, said hockey is not one of the four main sports in the United States of America. No one really cares about hockey. In Hockey Town, it's all 20,000 fans, but they all have season tickets, so the games are packed, but the TV ratings suck. I think he's kind of got a little bit of a warped perspective there. I don't think it's all teams. You know, you look at the Blackhawks. The Blackhawks TV ratings are very good, I think, especially after they put it on TV in 2007 after Rocky Wirtz and John McDonough took over. I think the TV ratings did very good. The building was always packed after the Blackhawks started winning. You obviously have one of the biggest and most populated fan bases in Chicago, Illinois. So I think that he doesn't really know where he's coming from. You look at other teams like the Los Angeles Kings, still got a good fan base. You look at other teams like the Philadelphia Flyers, they're pretty good. They got a pretty decent fan base. And, you know, the New York Rangers. So I think you have some teams that maybe, like the Arizona Coyotes, aren't doing too well, but I think you got some teams that don't have that great of TV ratings, and you have some people show up at the building, but yeah, maybe they have season tickets, some people are just trying to get out, so yeah, I mean, you have some teams like that, but I don't believe it's the whole NHL, but I mean, what does the NHL have to do to become more relevant? I just don't think hockey is really a well-known sport here in North America. I played hockey as a kid, and I still play hockey, but you know, when you go into school, you're the only kid who plays hockey, because I lived in Orlando, Florida as a kid for a couple of years, five and a half years, played hockey down there in Orlando, and I was the only kid at my school that played hockey, so it's not a really well-known sport here, especially in the South, but you look at other places such as mostly Canada, even Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, kind of those northeastern, Midwest, Chicago, Detroit, Minnesota, it really is, and North Dakota too, even though they don't have an NHL team, they are hockey towns, and they got devoted fans, and they got good teams. You know, North Dakota, they got a pretty good college team. Blackhawks were good for a long time. Red Wings good for a long time. Wild were good for a while. They're in the playoffs, never got a Stanley Cup. The Kings were good for a while. The Rangers were good for a while. Flyers were good for a while when they lost to us in the Stanley Cup. So it's not like there are teams that the whole NHL has fallen out of people's minds. I think that was a very uneducated statement by this guy on ESPN's First Take, which is watched by millions, if not billions, of people across the world. I think it was a very naive comment. I don't really think it was right. He said it isn't one of the four major team sports, which last time I checked it is. It's the NHL, MLB, NBA, and NFL. So yeah, last time I checked, I'm pretty sure it is one of the four main sports. So I don't really exactly know what he was talking about when he said that. Obviously, I think it was a very uneducated, naive statement. Don't really agree with him. I think he needs to really do more of his research, I think, because that's all he really stated. He stated no one cares about hockey. The old joke is that they got 20,000 fans with season tickets, TV ratings aren't good, and they aren't one of the four main sports. Didn't expand on it, didn't say anything else about it, that's all he said. So, very uneducated, naive statement from this guy on First Take, ESPN's First Take. trying to trash our sport, our favorite sport, for some of us a little bit. I do not agree with what he was trying to do, so hopefully he might learn from that and realize that there are fans out there, and I hope he can realize that sometime. I think there isn't, like I said, really anything else to go ahead and talk about on this episode of the Chi-Town Hockey Podcast, so without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and end the episode a little bit, but before I do that, I want to make sure you know how to get in touch with the podcast or ask any listener questions. We have the Twitter account at Chi-Town Pod. We have the Instagram account at ChiTownHockey.pod. We have the Gmail, ChiTownHockeyPod@gmail.com. We have my personal Twitter account, JakeGolden777, and we have my Blackhawks-related Instagram account, which is at BlackhawksZone. Listener questions, please make sure to send those in. I want to start to answer some of your questions. I want to hear what you guys have to say. I know you guys want to hear what I have to say and what you have to say. So please make sure you send those in. Those help me out a lot. And then secondly, please, please, please do subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. That helps me out so much, guys. So much. Really means a lot. I can always see all your ratings on Apple Podcasts, and I see all the good ones. And, you know, it really does make me feel good. So if you guys can do that for me, that would be very much appreciated. Yeah. I really appreciate all you guys for listening. Once again, please subscribe, rate, and review. Send me in some listener questions, any of those contact options you got. Please make sure to send those in, subscribe, rate, and review. Thank you all for listening. Hope to see you next week, and have a great rest of your Friday.